Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Love that. Happy Friday, everyone. Oh, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Adrienne Stratton. And tonight, and every Friday night, I am joined by my most remarkable and talented co-host, Michael Espinoza. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Hello, Adrienne. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it's Friday evening, and well, I don't know about you, but I'm sure looking forward to doing some great readings here tonight and having a, you know, lively show. And I'm missing Lawrence, but I know that he is with us in spirit and has sent us good positive vibrations. He's at an event of some sort. Is that correct?
Yes, he is at, I don't remember the proper name for it, but it's an annual fairies conference, and it takes place, I think, up in Oregon.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's where Lawrence is, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's,
yeah, he was
that's
gonna,
wonderful.
Yeah, he had a workshop there.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, well, Lawrence, if you are listening by any chance, hello, and we're thinking about you and hope that you're having a lot of fun.
Yes.
So, So here we are, and I always like to pay attention to the nudge from the legal department, because they want us to make sure everyone understands that while we are certainly very professional and well-educated and schooled with the psychic and mediumship gifts that we have and that we like to share, the healing arts as well. Should you have a legal issue, a medical issue, a psychiatric issue, please consult a professional in that field. We are here for entertainment and educational purposes. So with that being said, Michael, how was your week? Anything special or fun going on or coming up?
The week was good. It was hot, that was for sure. And it still is. Today it feels a little better. It's not as hot as it was yesterday. It was in the high 90s, and oh, Lord, it was hot. But today was in the mid to high 80s, so that was nice. And I had an incredible day. I believe it, what day was that? Thursday. I needed a really good boost in meditation, and I did 3 meditations on Thursday, and it was much needed. It kind of cleared out all the lower negative energies and filled me up with wonderful positive divine energy, and it kind of brought me back up to where I need. I need to meditate some more like that. But, yeah, it was really nice. Mm. Much needed.
Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was
absolutely
a self-care day. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
You know, the healers and helpers need that just as much as anybody else. I agree. I sure
yeah
do.
Even more so, especially if we're doing
yeah
healing work.
Yes.
We need it even more. Yeah, to help
yeah
give
yeah
that to or transfer that to our clients.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was your week?
You know, mine was good. Mine was busy also. And I would also say that, you know, the energy just in the atmosphere has been pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a astrological standpoint, anyhow, even though I don't claim to know a great deal about astrology, but I do remember reading something about there was a lot of like high energy and the possibility of people being irritable and angry and outbursts and things of that sort was highly possible. And, you know, I didn't experience that, but I certainly could feel like just a lot of anxiety, a lot of nervousness with a lot of the people that I was that I was dealing with. And also in traffic, my goodness, I can't begin to tell you how many automobile accidents, fender benders I've seen this past week. So, yeah, so it's been kind of interesting. And, you know, of course, tonight we want to talk a little bit about how is it that we connect. And thinking about, you know, what you were saying, your meditation, and I found myself playing my my drum, you know, in my reading room, and for that same kind of purpose, just clearing out, relaxing, you know, trying to get to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And yeah, so I mean, we certainly do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Yes. Yeah. That sounds nice. Do your dogs like
yeah
it?
Excuse me. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Uh-huh.
It's not uncommon that they'll come in the room and lay down in there, and they actually relax. So it's kind of nice.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was back east, I had cats. And when I would meditate or heal somebody, they would come and sit right down at the feet. They loved it.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous. I love that. I was thinking, you know, about pets and what have you, and how special they are, and how blessed, you know, we are to have them, without a
yeah
doubt. So another thing I wanted to make mention of, we could certainly talk about a little bit later, but to our listening audience, Michael and I are in the process of putting together an event, and we're both pretty excited about it. We're still in the planning stages, but
yes,
we'll be doing some readings live. And
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
I am thrilled. I'm so excited. And I guess also just to kind of give our listeners a little bit of background, you know, Spirit has been after me to do a group mediumship reading. And I was dragging my feet a little bit, and then I finally was like, okay, I'm moving forward on this. And so I was trying to figure out logistics, when to do it, and then you asked me, would I be open to doing one with you? And I was like, well, there you go. Thank you, Spirit. Spirit, I hope you don't mind, but you were used to help me get moving faster. But I've never done it with anybody, so I am absolutely thrilled to see how this turns out and how Spirit comes through and, with our audience and ourselves. So I'm excited.
It's exciting. It's exciting. And we're going to be in Whittier, California, at Michael's new office, his office space. And so if anybody is interested and you're in the Los Angeles, Orange County area, please let us know. Reach out, and we'll be making more of a formal announcement as we have a date and time and all of that good stuff. So, and of course, we'll have some proper advertising as well. And speaking of which, advertising. our show is on the major platforms such as Spotify and Google. There's a couple more as well. And, we are truly trying to grow this show, trying to grow our audience. And we would just love it if you would like us and love us. And, by all means, follow us and tell a friend, tell two friends. And, we may even be doing some coupons or something as we, formulate our marketing strategy. So stay tuned. Good things are coming. So, that sounds about right, Michael?
Yes. Please share the love. We have a lot of people that call into the show weekly, and but sadly, it doesn't look like that when we look at our page here on Blog Talk Radio. It's kind of sad. So we need to have your support. Know that you're behind us, and on the platforms, please follow us as well on Google, Spotify, Apple, and Amazon, and let us know that you're there listening, and so we can continue this, so we're just not out here on our own and being blind to all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, so anyhow, regarding and thank you for that, Michael. Thank you for, reminding me of all of the platforms that we're on and just, conveying that to the listeners. So tonight I thought we'd briefly, before we go to the phones, about how do you connect? How do you connect to your angels, to your spirit guides, or the universe, God? How do you do that? I don't know if I ever told you this or not, Michael, but when I was starting out, coming along, developing my desires and skills to work in this realm this way, I had just this feeling. I kept thinking that, I have to, in order for me to like really connect to my spirit guides and spiritual world, I needed to go through a very long, big ritual of some sort, and it was very serious. Very, very serious, and that's And I just struggled, you know, because I didn't know who could teach me. I didn't know, you know, how to go about it. But I just figured it had to be almost like a ritual and ceremonies. You know, as time has gone by, of course, that's changed a lot. And, you know, somebody told me, it's like, well, you know, you just stay plugged in. And it's like, what? Really just that simple? You just stay plugged in. So I thought, you know, we'd talk about it for at least a little bit and see if we can't take some callers and do some readings. And for me, how I approach it now, you know, is always with great reverence. I do feel like providing readings for people is it's deeply personal for me and spiritual, obviously. And I usually do start off, you know, doing a meditation, clearing out, you know, old energy and circulating new, fresh energy, getting fresh, refreshed, and also making sure that I'm good and grounded. And that's, you know, those are the kinds of things that I like to do. Those are the kinds of things that work for me. I want to put this out there to the listeners as well, because I want to know, how do you connect? How do you connect to the spiritual world, to your higher power, to your angels? What do you do? Now, there's so many different ways, and we're all so different. You know, whether it's we go to church, or we, you know, take a walk by the beach. And then, of course, what if really and truly the spirit world or spiritual realm, spiritual realm, the strength of the spiritual realm is really within, not outside of ourselves. Then what? Then how do you do it? So that's the kind of thing that I wanted to talk about and, you know, share with you, like I said, what I do. And so I hope our callers, listeners will think about that. And Michael, what do you do? How do you approach this?
So it's interesting. I don't remember if I've ever heard you talk of how you connect or the origins of your mediumship and psychic reading or that part of your journey. But mine is very similar to yours. I see now that I've always been psychic, and I've always been a medium, and I just didn't know it. Even when I was getting messages, I guess always in my mind I had another vision of what a psychic and a medium was and how they operated. And I always thought they were much more connected than I could ever be. And so when, I guess I'll say my other coming out, and as a psychic and a medium, and really stepping into those labels and embracing it, I've found that I've always been this, and I just never really acknowledged it. And therefore, it never really kind of unpackaged itself in me fully and completely, and because I never stepped into it. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I've learned, because I never took classes on this until recently. And so the classes I see, they're just giving me tools on how to connect. And so I recognize now that I really don't need the classes, that I'm already there. And the only thing for me, it's, what do I say? It's kind of been a little crazy, this journey towards the end. Because when somebody told me I was psychic and came in, stepped into that, I used to hear the guides talk really loud and very clear. And then as I started moving forward, being connected and honoring that in myself, their voices start to get lower and not as loud and softer. And I thought I was losing my mojo. I was having a bad connection. And I discovered it wasn't that. It was kind of like, you know, they told me, they're like, we just get tired of shouting. We don't like shouting all the time. So you understand us. And I was like, oh, okay, got it. So it's that whole, and also too, I discovered it's a process. It's kind of this unfoldment, you know, and it's part of it is understanding who I am as well through this process. And that's what I love. That's what I've really loved. There's no really on and off switch. I'm always on. And as long as what's really important to me are my meditations and my Arhatic yoga practice as a pranic healer. Those help me clear all the stress out from the week or the month. And getting rid of that noise that's in my brain, that's in my body and in my chakras helps me to hear them even more and stay connected. Yeah. So it's really about being quiet, having a lot of quiet time so that I can hear and be receptive.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Yeah, it's interesting. We certainly do have, you know, some things in common, you know, along that way. I think for me, it's the same thing. You know, my spiritual beginning started when I was 6 years old. And so I think, you know, I've been psychic, been a medium for all my entire life. And I think the real big thing that I struggled with was the self-confidence, you know, in being able to recognize it and to embrace it. And, you know, and then once I've done that, it made a big, big difference. But like I said, you know, I struggled. I thought, you know, I have to have some kind of big ritual and the same sort of thing, you know, and I was at a conference back east talking to a lady that I have great admiration for, and told her, I said, you know, I want to, like, be able to do readings and what have you, and all, but I'm thinking that I can't work and then do mediumship right away, and how am I going to do this and balance everything? She said, just stay plugged in. And I took that, you know, and so anyhow. So like I said, you know, we're all different, but certainly lots of similarities. So with that being said,
I would like to mention one thing here.
Yeah,
and this helped me because I came from a religious background, and you know, I always kind of thought my beliefs back then that were separate from God, right? We're down here, God is up there, and we have to do all these deeds in order to get up there to the blessed divine kingdom. And, you know, and part of the fears that I had from religion kind of kept me from fully embracing my gifts. But one of the things here that I'd like to mention, a Bible verse here, don't throw stones, please, at me. I'm just going to read this. But, you know, it, one of the things that I think we forget to realize is that, you know, we are a part of God. God has given us, you know, the this energy, this wisdom, this spirit, and it lives in all of us. So this is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so beautiful to remind ourselves that the Creator has given us his spirit, right? We're, we're a reflection of the Creator, male, female, non-cisgender, whatever. You know, we're all a reflection of greed. No mistakes here.
I love that. Thank you for reading that. Yeah. That's lovely, to say the least. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah. You can come to my Bible studies every Sunday morning.
Well,
anybody else would like to join us.
Yeah, certainly think about that, Michael.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm thinking that we have a few callers here, and so maybe we should just go ahead and jump in. And it looks like our first caller is from area code 770.
All right.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Okay.
770.
Hello, area code. Hello, area code 770. Who am I speaking to?
Hello. Let's put them on hold because I think they're watching the Oprah show in the background. Hello, are you there? Oh, she came on. Let's get her back.
Hello?
Can you
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? There we go.
Yes,
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing two things at once. My name is Kathy.
Hi, this is Adrian. Who am I speaking with?
It's Kathy.
Kathy? Very good, Kathy. And where are you calling from?
And where are you calling from?
From Georgia.
Hi, Kathy.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm so glad that you called, and happy Friday to you. how can we help you this evening?
I had an interview today. And I'm trying to see if you see if I'll get an offer. They said they're moving fast. So do you see they moving fast with me or no, they're not moving fast with me.
So
moving fast.
Can I jump in here and ask a question of you, Kathy?
Sure.
What does your intuition say about this? How did you feel about the interview? How did it go? And when you left, how did you feel about it?
I'm not sure. I think some of it went great and some of it went middle great. So that's where I can't call it. But then when I think I've called it and I called it and said, yes, I'm getting an offer. I don't get an offer, so I'm even scared to do that. So I'm not sure.
Mm. So
it depends on which side outweighs the other for their selection, meaning
right. The
leadership and everything was totally on point. A couple of the technical questions, I did okay. I would give myself a B on that and an A on the leadership part, if that helps kind of explain it.
Okay. Kit, I'd like to jump in here again and state that.
Yeah.
So I think what you're doing is you're analyzing this, right? And this is, you're being very analytical to me it sounds like an HR standpoint, right? You're like, okay, let me see how I did here. But that's not what the intuition is, right? It's kind of the intuition when we step away and we don't think about it, but how did it feel? So when you left there and you said goodbye, you know, nice to meet you, I look forward to hearing from you, and you stepped out of the office and then you stepped out of the building, how did you feel without thinking about it?
Literally, I'm not sure. It was a Zoom one. I had the same response. I'm not sure. And I know what you mean because I keep trying to push it aside. Don't think about it. See what Spirit's going to say to me. And I'm not getting anything.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And also, too, Zoom, you know, there's a certain, I guess we'll call it an ambiguity because you're not sitting there in front of the person. So, right, so that takes a little bit of skill there to be able to connect to that person and feel that energy. So, okay.
Right.
So with that being said,
it's hard on the screen. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. So let me tap in, and maybe Adrienne's already been tapping in. We'll see what she has to say.
Well, Kathy, I feel like it went very well for you. I feel like you impressed them, and that you were very professional. The position requires that. I'm getting that this is more of a management, possibly even more of a senior management position. Would that be accurate?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I feel like you, like I said, you impressed them. You handled yourself very well. They were the thing that I'm getting right now is that you checked off the boxes for what they were looking for. So I do believe that that you have certainly made it into the finals, so to speak. And so it's going to come down to them making a decision between you, and I think there might be maybe two other people that they are considering. I think you have a very good chance. Let's see here. I think you have it's really kind of interesting. I have a question for you. And the question is this a position that you really want? Is this something that when you think about it, you get excited, that it speaks to your heart, it makes you happy?
Yes. It would be a good position that makes me happy and a good company that I could be around for a while.
Mm-hmm. And so one last question. When you were interviewing, did you share that? Did you let them know that you were quite interested and that you were, you had a level of enthusiasm about the position and the interview?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think they really like you. I think they really like you a lot. I do think that there is two or three other people that they're taking a look at, and I think you're going to hear something one way or another probably within the next week. I think you have a very good chance. That's what I got.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Michael, Kathy. And okay. I concur with Adrian on a lot of the points she was pointing out. And I kept getting, I think you are, there are two others, because I kept seeing the number 2323. So I think there are two others you're looking at, and I think there's going to be three contenders here at the end. I'm not getting a decision has been made yet. It feels like they're still looking at the other two people, I'll say. And so at that time, they're really going to focus on people. That being said, you have a really good chance here. Do you follow up with a handwritten card or a note card or something?
Yes, and I've already sent it. It's sent it
Perfect.
Via email.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you sent it by email?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you might want to follow up with a handwritten note. That's kind of what I'm seeing, a handwritten note. You know, just thank you so much. Whatever. Oh, you can't?
No.
Okay.
And literally, I have to send it to the recruiter, not even the hiring manager. I have to send it to the recruiter. To have them send it to them. Just, yeah.
Boy, they create some boundaries, don't they? Okay. So, all right. Then you did what you could, so that's good. But I'm getting, if you do get this job, I don't think it's going to be everything that you're hoping it's going to be. I'm kind of getting they have some real issues in their organizational structure that are not great. And so I think it might be a challenge working there, okay? I think they present it is really well, but it's kind of lacking, and you might be a little disappointed once you get in there and you get to kind of see behind the scenes.
Yeah, they did kind of mention that it's a little chaotic now.
Mm-hmm.
They were full disclosure.
Yeah.
They did mention that a little chaotic right now, and it's just due to a lot that's going on over there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They
all right. Okay.
So
I would use dysfunctional. That would be my synonym for it. So yeah. So anyway, well, I'm glad, you know, they did mention something. I think you can make a difference, whatever position you're going to get into. But it's going to be a real challenge for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah, be aware of that. I don't mean to be
a
Debbie Downer. A
challenge with the
Downer.
People or the challenge with the work?
It feels like the people. It just feels like the organization, the systems, the internal systems. It just feels they feel dysfunctional, and they haven't really focused on fixing them.
Okay.
Yeah, That's why they. I think they, you know, used. The word chaotic. It's a little chaotic. Or dysfunctional, it feels like to me. So it's just, you know, I think it's going to be a challenge for you. But I think you'll be able to accept the challenge and step up to it.
Okay. I just wanted to jump back in real quick, Kathy, and say, you know, for me, you know, as you were talking, I believe wholeheartedly that you have the skills, you know, to be able to handle the work. But I do agree with Michael that, you know, the impression that I got was that it was more organizational and that they're also accustomed to hiring a lot of men in their managerial and upper managerial, you know, positions. And so that's another issue that you, may have to you know, work through. I sure hope. What did they tell you? Did they tell you they'd be back in touch with you in a week or so?
They just said they're moving fast.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you will.
Well, good luck.
Keep in touch. Yeah, let us know how it turns out. But, I think Michael and I both think, you know, you have a good chance at it. It's going to come down to, you know, them weeding out other people. I think that you have certainly made it into, you've impressed them. And, you know, let us know, would you please, you know, keep in touch with
us.
Yeah.
Okay. So do they still have to interview people still, or they're done interviewing, they just have to get together and powwow it out to make the final decision?
I get they're still interviewing, but it's not like they're going through the whole stack anymore. I think they've gone through that, and they have a few contenders. And like I said, and also Adrian, it's going to be three of you. And I feel like they're finishing that up. I think mm-hmm. they're still interviewing. How many interviews did you go to? Just one?
It's one and done. It's one and done. Three people.
Okay.
Interviewed, so
yeah.
They get it done. So I like the one and done. So they just have to get together and make decisions, because it was two females and a guy, and I would be reporting to the guy. And then the other one female was, I think, his lateral, and then the other female is his boss.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel there's still an interview happening. It doesn't feel like it's done to me yet.
Okay. Well, we'll just see what happens.
So maybe just one more interview. But it feels like they're going to make a decision very quickly. They need to get this completed so they can hire the person. Yeah.
Yeah, they did kind of make a joke about that the hiring manager, as the lady said, his boss was like, we're moving fast. And she was like, well, I hopefully fast enough, because the guy wanted, he's down a person, and they're either reorganizing that department, or it's reorganizing and a little bit new is what I'm kind of getting. So it's mm-hmm. like, they're like, it's not a backfill, but it's a new position with new duties, but I don't know. We'll just see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good
okay.
luck to you. Definitely
okay.
say a prayer for you. And, the
okay.
right thing
oh,
will
thank
happen.
You.
And the right thing always does happen. All right, Kathy. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let us know what happens.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Well, certainly, certainly hope that that works out for her. Shall we take another call, Michael?
Let's do it.
All right. So, looks like we are looking at area code 614. Are you there, area code 614?
Here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I can.
What's your name?
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Filson.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Filson. Filsan.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Filson.
Well, yeah, hi. Hi. Filson, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for joining us on the Psychic Funhouse this evening. And it's Michael and I, and we've been talking about, you know, how do you connect to your angels or your spirit guides, and we've had, you know, great conversation along that line, and we're taking some calls right now. So how can we be of assistance to you?
I've been having, you know, issues at my job with my manager, and just I feel like the communication is poor. And I think, like, sometimes when I ask for something or I point something out, I'm not taking seriously, and I don't know why. Sometimes it just feels like me, or like vindictive or on purpose, like I'm being sabotaged on purpose. So I was just wondering if you could maybe see if it is intentional or if it's just the way they are and I'm just there right now. Because sometimes I feel like I'm being picked on specifically.
I can hear it in your voice that this is painful, that it's very disruptive to your serenity, and I'm sorry that, you know, that you're having to experience that. Is this a job that you have had? You've been there for a while?
I've been there for a little over a year, maybe
mm-hmm.
like 14 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you been, just out of curiosity, have you been to HR department to talk to anybody about these issues?
I haven't, but I feel like nothing will really be done, because I feel like I'm always going to be made out to be the crazy person or the one in the wrong word. So it's just like the person that I'm having issues with is usually, it's above HR, and it just seems like it's not, nothing is going to change. I wonder, like, what is it? Sometimes I know that it's nothing about me, but sometimes I question, like, what is it about me that attracts people's rudeness? And I don't know.
I was kind of getting that the person that you're interacting with or just describing is a bully. Would that be right?
Feels like that. I don't know if it is or if it's just the way they are. I don't know. Like, I feel that way. I feel bullied. I don't know if I'm overly sensitive or they just actually are.
Well,
or
Michael?
They just don't believe me. Yeah.
Can I'm gonna jump in here, Philson. And is your manager female?
Yeah. But I also have a problem with my other manager, like even higher,
who's male. Is he male?
Yeah. No,
okay,
my manager
getting...
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
I was getting two energies. I feel a female that's directly connected to. That you're reporting to, but I also feel male energy around there somewhere. So let's just stick with the female right now. I get this female manager is very thin-skinned, and she does not like being told what to do. She does not like people calling her out on anything, right? She's very fragile. She has a very fragile ego. And so, you know, it's, if you point anything out, right, she takes it personally, right? You're
mm-hmm.
pointing out her weaknesses, her inferiorities, and that's the way she takes it. So that's why I get that she is annoyed with anybody that points anything out, right? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So it's kind of like the way to make peace with this is you're just going to kind of have to understand that about her and just not say anything, you know, and hopefully you can keep all of this to yourself and just move forward without saying anything. You know, there's sometimes we get in those positions where we report to people that just have, you know, inferiority complex, and they, you know, they're really fragile, and you just, unfortunately, you have to work with that. And part of that is just saying nothing, just keeping your mouth shut and just doing your work.
The thing is, I haven't actually complained about her to her or to HR, but I have complained to her about
you're right. Yes, you're right. You're not complaining about her and pointing out things about her, but you have to be aware that it's not. Yes, it's always about her, but it's about these issues that surround her, right, that are in her domain. And so when you point something else out, kind of, I don't know what we say, you know, the pens that we use are, you know, they're cheap pens and there's ink all over the place. You know, she takes offense to that, like, well, I chose those pens, and we've been using those pens for 20 years, and this, you know, person comes over here and points this out, and, you know, for God's sake, they're pens, you know, just get new pens. But, you know, she takes offense to it. It's about her. Do you understand that?
Yeah, that's 100% her. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where a situation where you just have to realize the limitations that you work in now, dealing with somebody so fragile that you can't point out that the pens are crappy. So you just bring your own pen. And even then they might get offended by that. You know, like, why aren't you using the pens that I chose? I chose a pen. It's very difficult and challenging to work with these people. But it, to me, that's what it feels like. It's her ego is just, it's so fragile, and she has this, you know, a low self-esteem, an inferiority complex that you're just going to have to tiptoe around. And also recognize it's, you know, you might not be saying things about her, but within her domain, the stuff around her.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a manager, yeah.
Say that again.
So because she's a manager, she basically considers everything, thing to do with anything that she's in charge of, if you point out like something that could be improved, as an offense to her.
Absolutely. Right.
That's
because
it.
The thing that I get, right, it's kind of like you're indirectly pointing out her inferiorities, right? The places where she fails to excel. She takes, you know, everything personally. So, and I guess maybe instead of pointing out why it's not working, I don't know, maybe Adrian will have a better suggestion, but you can point out of like, hey, I was thinking, you know, maybe if we, instead of doing it this way, we can try this way, and it might go a little faster, right? But it, remember, it's always kind of like she's going to take offense to it, thinking it's about her, and you're not. It's about the way a system is working or not working. So maybe if you just point out, hey, I was wondering if I could try this out and see if this might work better. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately for you, it's a lot more energy expended. It's a lot more hassle to deal with people that just have delicate and fragile egos. And unfortunately, you're going to find them everywhere. People are everywhere, right? We all have our stuff, and we all have our weaknesses. And so the thing with those people, and especially if they're in a managerial position, it's better not to challenge them, especially when you report mm-hmm. directly to them, because then mm-hmm. they're going to start seeing you as a threat, and they're going to want you mm-hmm. out of there. And the people mm-hmm. that they get along with are the people that stroke their egos all the time. Gee, Susie, you're the best. You're the best manager ever. And she's like, yeah, I know. Thank you. So, anyway, that's my two cents. Adrian, do you have anything
yeah.
here for Filson?
You know, that's really good stuff, Michael. Really good stuff. I can't really elaborate too much on it, but I will tell you that, you know, I agree with Michael. It's really very challenging when you are reporting to someone with that kind of an ego, a very fragile ego that has a lot of control issues. And it is very, very true that unless you are kissing butt, you know, trying to make nice all of the time, you are going to be seen as a threat. And, you know, and so typically that kind of boss, you know, will keep you try to keep you down or try to show you the door. So you do have to stay on, not only on guard, but, you know, try to figure out a strategy you know, understand what you're dealing with, you know, and then figure out how you can do your job anyway, if you want to, or look for a different job, because that's very difficult. Is she the bully then? Would you say she's the bully, or is it another person?
I feel like they both have that kind of vibe. I mean, in a way, he's more like the other manager is just more like just always like, I don't even talk to him very much. But whenever we have a meeting, he'll look at me and be like, right, Wilson? I'm like, I don't even, what do you want from me? Like, I don't even talk to you. You know, it's just, it feels weird because like I'm just here to do my job like everyone else.
Yeah.
What kind of reaction are you trying to get from me?
Yeah, good question. And so it's kind of like, you know, do you want to continue to, you know, play that game? Because it sounds like maybe they have a relationship that on some level that we may not be, you may not be aware of. And, you know, if that's the case, then it's going to be really difficult, really challenging for you to move forward. So, you know, I would, you know, recommend, like I said, you know, just pay attention to what you're dealing with there. See if you can come up with a strategy to acknowledge them or her as the manager, and then, you know what, go ahead and do your job, you know, to the best of your ability, or start looking for something else. So,
okay.
I hope that you will continue to call us and check in with us. I'd like to know what kind of progress you make.
Yeah. I'd like to say one more thing, Filson, and the thing is, this is kind of where you're going to have to be a little smarter than them and just know that, you have to realize your limitations, and you can't, you're going to have to choose your battles wisely here, especially when they're managers. Yeah, and that's just it, and it's unfortunate, you know. To me, that says
okay.
something
Michael,
that it yeah.
And can I ask if the male manager, is it the same issue that he has with me as the female manager, or is it different?
It feels different. He feels a little more arrogant. I'm getting an arrogance from him. But also, you know, when people come off like that, when they're arrogant, there's always kind of this flaw in the ego. And so it's to build himself up as well. And so it's, you know, again, it's a power play.
Mm-hmm.
So just go with it. Don't try not to be offended by it, because I think he likes to push people around and push their buttons. But if you come off with him a little more lighthearted about it, and, you know, just kind of play along, and he'll, you know, in the meeting he'll say, isn't that right, Filson? And you're going, you're absolutely right, John. I couldn't agree more with you. And that's it. You go with it.
Okay.
Yes. There we go.
I mean, you don't have to agree with it, but it's you play along with it. Because again, here, right? You got to pick your battles, because you're not going to win. Right? Then if you start rebelling against them, you're the problem.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they have some sort of relationship already in place. And I have a feeling like they do. and I don't mean, I don't necessarily mean romantic, but they have a relationship, and they've had this for quite some time, long before I think you came to work there. So it's tough.
Yeah, you're in a tough spot.
Yep.
Look, at this point, you either learn how to play the game or you go find something else. That's really it. And it is a game. It is a game, unfortunately, right? And I'm telling you, it's everywhere. I've worked for some really big companies in New York, and you find it over there too. You know, where you're dealing with other souls and other people, and that's part of the human condition. We're flawed. There's stuff. So we got to fix our stuff, right? And not everybody's willing to look at our stuff, their stuff, and fix it. And unfortunately, when you encounter those people, well, good luck. Because they can be exhausting to deal with. Anyway, we have to run because we are over.
Yeah.
Let us know how
it goes,
though, Filson. I'm excited for you and seeing what can come out of this.
Okay.
Please
thank you
follow
guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Filson.
Yeah. Well, that's really quite a lot that our callers are going through right now. Work is always challenging. So,
right.
So we've gone over, but real
yes,
quick, Michael, if people want to get in touch with you for a private reading or know more about you, how can they find you?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can schedule a session, a reading, healing, or both. And you can call me or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Adrian? How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Best way, easiest way is to get to my website. There's information there about how to schedule a meeting, a session, my fees, and upcoming events. And that website is ravenmessages.com. Or you can call me, text me at area code 714-376-7289. So that's that.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you, everybody, for spending your Friday evening with us.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Michael. It's a great show. And
yes.
Yeah, so
thank
we'll
you,
see
Adrian.
What, you're more than welcome. Let's see what happens next week.
Yeah.
Always exciting.
Lawrence
on the
Psychic
Funhouse.
Yes. Well, have a great week, everybody. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.